Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on, the Rambam Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seder B'Leil Chamisha Asar. We'll be medayik that point again. B'Leil Chamisha Asar. That's the essence of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam goes on to say, "V'achar kach ukir nashulchan yisrael." We talked about karpas and the formal din of achila kedei latmir satinokos. V'achar kach ukir nashulchan b'flei akari agadu levado moskin kos hasheni. So you pour the second kos. So that will stimulate questions because we never have two kiddushim. V'chan haben shoel. And then, right, even though normally we think about this as the shelos, the firkashas, but the Rambam says it's an amira. V'omer akore manishtan halayla zeh mikol leilo, shebechol leilo zeh anu mabilen afilu pamachas, halayla zeh shtei pa'amim, shebechol leilo zeh anu ochlin v'chom b'tzimat halayla zeh kulo matza, shebechol leilo zeh anu ochlin basar tzali shalok mavush halayla zeh kulo tzali, shebechol leilo zeh anu ochlin shar yirakos halayla hazeh. So again, the Rambam projecting the carbon Pesach as the natural state of affairs. That's why we talked about the din of Urachatz, right? The Rambam that does require a bracha, unlike the Bali Atosos. That's what we talked about at the beginning. The Rambam paskins that we need Shnei Bidei Basar, right? Lahaskir is a Pesach, Pesach Hagiga. Gufo shel Pesach, Ubasar Chagiga shel Arbasar, Bizman is a Mavin al Shulchan Shnei Midei Basar. So already pointed out that that's the position of Rabbi Yosef, so the Rambam is again highlighting the natural order of the Seder is always with the Karban Pesach. So let's take things piecemeal. So first of all, the Omer HaKore Manishtana Laila Zemika Alelos. So this is the beginning of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he's making a comment about how unique this night truly is. So that is the Rambam Lashitaso. Perek Zayin of Ilchos Chametz Matzah Aloch Aleph Mitzvah Asi Shel Torah L'Saper Benisim Niklosh Nasla V'Sinu B'Mitzrayim Be'Leil Chamisha Asar Benisim Shenamar Zachar Asa Yom Zer Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim Kimo Shenamar Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos. And then how do we know that you do this Be'Leil Chamisha Asar and not, you know, Tesvav Adar or Tesvav Shvat or Tesvav Cheshvan or Tesvav Tishrei? You could have done whatever you wanted to. So how do you know that this mitzvah of telling the story of what made Tesvav Nisan unique and singular happens on the anniversary? That's we got to the vincha by Yom Ha'ul Emor b'shashish matzu maror munach lefanecha. So if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. So the Rambam says the entire mitzvah is to be mavdil and magdil Shabbos with respect b'shas k'nisas of Yitziyaso miyomim sheboy lefano miyomim sheboy macharav. The whole idea of Zachar Sima Shabbos HaKachar is to say what is singular and unique about Shabbos. So how do we accomplish the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? To say Zachar HaYom HaZeh K'moshin Emer Zachar Sima Shabbos HaKachar. Again, the Rambam was closer between the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he said that the mitzvah was actually based on the Pasuk Migad Zavincha HaYom HaHu Meimor. Here he says it's based on the Hekesh to Shabbos. The Hekesh to Shabbos is the critical piece. You tell the story of the Yom. You tell the story of that day itself. So therefore, v'omer akore, it's not a sheila, ma nishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos. This night is unique. And then we'll go on to the story of what made this night unique, right? Because of the geula that came on this night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo uve'atzmo. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, right, the Lecha Mishnah brings up the issue, v'achar kach kore nashulcham b'vnei akore hagadu levado. So if you take a look in Arvei Pesachim Kutas Vav, it sounds like we actually don't pask in that way, because Rav Huna says, Rav Huna Amar Kulu Nami, not just Lifnei Misha Omer Agadu Levado, but the Gemara says, V'Hilchasa Ki Rav Huna. He says, maybe the Rambam different Girsa, where we don't say V'Hilchasa Ki Rav Huna. But again, I think it's very Meduyak L'shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says, when it's a din of Achila, Kidei Lahatmiya Hatinokos, Kidei Sheyishalu, so then it becomes formal. And indeed, everybody requires a kezias of karpas, and it's not just the korea gadol levado, and it's not just a kol shu, but it's a kezias, and it has to be different than charosis. But when it's not a formal din achila, it could just be v'achar kach okrin ha-shulchan, but v'achar korea gadol levado, because you could that's not a din of achila, not everybody has to do that, so that should be sufficient in its own. Okay, that's the second hair. The third hair is also based on Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah presents what appears to be a stira, according to him, in the Divrei Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, very good. He says that the Chagiga is Nechalos L'Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. Look at Divrei Ben Tema. Ben Tema felt all the halachos of the Chagiga you know, where the Chagiga Sarbah starts to kind of status of Korban Pesach. So that should mean, both in terms of the din of Nachal Ar-Chatzos, right? Pesach is only Nachal Ar-Chatzos. Machokis in the first pack of Brachos, between Rabbi Kiva and Elazar ben Azariah. Stam Mishnah and Ezeo Kekoman, it's like from Elazar ben Azariah. But even though the Rambam happens to Paskin like Rabbi Kiva, but at least it's a din of Ravanan, Komasham Ruchachamim Ar-Chatzos, it's really Mitzvasa Achialam Rashachar, but Kidei Laharchikis Adam in Aveira. So the Lechem Mishnah wants to know, it's a stira, because in Elchos Korban Pesach Perek Yod, he says, it doesn't have the same din zman as the Korban Pesach. And here he says, halayla zeh kulot sali, it makes it sound like he's passing like bentema, and that the chagiga sarbasar has to be nechal tzli. So it doesn't have to be a stira. So I'd like to suggest that the answer for the Lechem Mishnah could very well be that we're mechalik between the zman, where the chagiga retains its own identity, but on the night of the Seder itself, it has to be a told of the Korban Pesach. It only exists so that the Korban Pesach should be Nachal al Soba. So therefore, it should be Kulot Tzli. There's no stira at all. In terms of that night itself, right, the fact that it has a different Zman and it has a greater boundary in terms of Zman, so that doesn't detract from its integration to the Korban Pesach on that night. So Shita Sarabah wasn't a stira, it was just very subtle. In terms of the Zman of the Chagiga Sarbasar can be greater than the Zman of the Korban Pesach, which is only until Chatzos. But in terms of that Laila, of course it should be Tzli, because everybody should appreciate that it exists only for the sake of the Korban Pesach, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, V'zavachta Pesach HaShem Elokecha Tzonu Vakar Vakar Zo Chagiga Sarbasar. It's for the purpose of the Korban Pesach that it should be Nechal Al Hasova. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start with the din of Maschol Biknus Umesayim Mishavach.